BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the morning of June the 7th in Quy Nhơn City, Standing Deputy Prime Minister Nguyễn Hòa Bình, along with members of the government's inspection delegation number 1, held a working session with leaders of localities, project investors, and construction units to review progress and address obstacles facing 4 key expressway projects, Hòa Liên, Tý Loan, Quảng Ngãi, Hoài Nhơn, Hoài Nhơn Quy Nhơn, and Quy Nhơn Chí Thạnh. Deputy Prime Minister Nguyễn Hòa Bình noted that since the beginning of the current government term, the government and the Prime Minister have paid special attention and directed strong efforts toward accelerating the development of expressway infrastructure nationwide. The 4 aforementioned sub-projects, part of the eastern section of the North-South Expressway, span a total length of 231 kilometers, accounting for nearly 25% of the remaining distance needed to reach the national target of 3,000 kilometers of expressways by 2025. Currently, 7 tasks across these 4 sections are still underway and remain incomplete. Of particular concern are Quảng Ngãi, Hoài Nhơn, and Quy Nhơn Chí Thạnh segments, where construction progress and output have lagged behind expectations. Deputy Prime Minister Nguyễn Hòa Bình stressed that these projects are crucial to achieving the 3,000-kilometer expressway goal by 2025, a goal that he said must be met without delay or compromise.
On the morning of June 6, Chairman of the People's Committee of Bình Định Province Phạm Anh Tuấn paid a visit and held a working session with the leadership of the Rent Control to Vietnam Association and the International Center of Interdisciplinary Science and Education, ICISE, to discuss efforts to alleviate the center's role in contributing more effectively to the province's science and technology development. During the meeting, Chairman Tuấn emphasized the vital role of ICISE in driving scientific and technological progress both locally and nationally. He reaffirmed the provincial leadership's strong support for the center, pledging favorable conditions through institutional mechanism, policy backing, and financial assistance from the local purchase. He also committed to promptly addressing any challenges or obstacles facing the center, aiming to foster its robust development and enhance its contribution to scientific advancement in Bình Định and across Vietnam.
On the afternoon of June the 6th in Quy Nhơn City, Vice Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee Lâm Hải Giang held a working session with the representatives from Việt Tinh Anh JSC, the authorized representative of Legal Group, and the Danish Embassy in Hanoi. The meeting focused on plans for 2025 Bình Định Open Robotagon competition, proposed support from Legal Group for the event, and initiatives to enhance human resource training in the province. Vice Chairman Lâm Hải Giang praised Việt Tinh Anh JSC for its close coordination with the province in organizing the upcoming Robotagon competition and in supporting human resource development under Bình Định STEM Education Initiative. He emphasized that Bình Định aims to position science and technology as a key pillar in its social economic development strategy for the 2025-2030 period. To that end, the province will strengthen cooperation with Việt Tinh Anh JSC in particular and with Danish Embassy more broadly
to foster investment in science and technology, especially in the fields of robotics, artificial intelligence, and the Internet of Things.
On June the 6th, the Vietnam Journalists Association, in coordination with the Ninh Thuận Provincial Journalists Association, held the awards ceremony for the Second South Central Vietnam Press Award 2025 in Ninh Thuận Province. This year, the organizing committee received over 200 entries across four journalistic formats. After the final round of judging, the jury recommended 22 outstanding works for awards, including 2 first prizes, 4 second prizes, 6 third prizes, and 10 consolation prizes. Among the winners, Bình Định newspaper secured a third prize in the print and online category for its 3-part investigative story, My Day Thủ Phủ Mai Vàng, by journalist Nguyễn Trọng Lợi. Meanwhile, Bình Định radio and television station received a consolation prize in the television category for the piece Quê Nẫu Với Trường Sa, produced by the team of Phạm Thị Ánh Hồng, Nguyễn Việt Hùng, and Nguyễn Nhật Vũ. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.